Great night to be in Dewey. Dongers and the 8-Air Warriors on the other side wearing green in town. High school football week number 4 action coming to you live right here on KRIG 104.9 FM. You can also find the broadcast streaming online, BartlesvilleRadio.com, and directly to your mobile device on the free-to-download Bartlesville Radio mobile app. 82 degrees right now, humidity at 28%. Tim, probably the best night for football we've had so far this season.
Oh, it's been great. We're not baking up here in the press box this week. Go all the way back to our first game at Oklahoma Union. It's like calling it in an easy bake oven.
Yeah, no doubt.
And it's nice. Of course, it's a homecoming crowd tonight, but a nice packed stadium over here on the home side. And, of course, Adair travels well. They've got their full band and a cheerleading squad with them. It's just a nice night to be out and support your community, your school. And we've got one of my favorite parts of high school football, the spirit line.
Yep. Good to see some former Dogger football players in the crowd tonight. Saw Corbin Buford walking in, Hunter Reese among the recent graduates. Of course, Hunter Hines, one of the coaches here in 2016.
We saw him earlier because he
was a Bulldogger grad, yeah. Let's get into some numbers, though, on these two teams, Tim. Dewey's 0-3. They average 10 points per game, giving up 29.3 points per game. Turnover differential of 0. They've turned it over 7 times, but they've taken the ball away 7 times. On the other side, 8-Air 1-2. They average 34 points per game. Lost a shootout earlier in the season. They give up 16 points per game. They are plus 3 in the turnover differential. Don't necessarily turn the ball over on their side. They have some good athletes in the secondary. I think it's going to be a really interesting matchup. The biggest thing for me is, how does the Dogger secondary play? We've seen some really nice plays. The two Whitson twins playing the safety spots. And then you have Gavin Lackey, Dallas Mullican doing some of the work on that back end. Dewey's secondary going to be tested tonight? Like, I think they haven't been tested so far this season. But if they're up to it, they could really make a game of this.
Well, we've seen in past years how quickly the Adair Warriors can get behind you in the secondary and throw the ball down the field and change the field position, if not even the score, with a single play. So you're right, Max, it's going to be very interesting to see how well those Dogger safeties and corners play tonight out there. Those corners, we don't play a lot of different mix of zones and mans and things, so lots of times you get some one-on-one. It'd be interesting to see what happens out there.
Yeah, looking at the 8-Air pass offense, so Nate Radcliffe, the left-handed quarterback we've talked about, torched the Dockers over the years, completed 41 passes on the year. Now, you'd think maybe 4, 5, 6 receivers. Only 3 different kids on this 8-Air roster have caught a pass. Lane Jackson has 22 receptions. Reese Jackson has 16 receptions. So that's 38 of 41 receptions going to kids with the last name of Jackson. Not a lot of diversity in the offense. They don't have anybody who's rushed for more than 89 yards. It's going to be the deep pass. That's really their best way to get things done. Now, flipping things over to the Dogger offense, we got some news earlier in the week that we were told to keep quiet. It's going to be Trenton Munninger starting at quarterback for Dewey. He missed a couple of games of the non-district season. Threw a little bit against Miami in a rotation with Tate Lewis. 2 of 5, 59 yards, and a touchdown so far this season. 6 career touchdowns, kind of used in a specialty role throughout the course of his career. He's a junior, grown a lot since his sophomore year. Really athletic kid. Coach Turner likes having mobility at that quarterback position.
Well, let's look at this way. Turner knows that Adair's familiar with what he runs because they run the same system. So he comes out against his old team. He's going to throw them that wrinkle tonight, something they haven't schemed for on tape yet. So be interesting to see how that plays out for the Doggers.
Trent Turner was the offensive coordinator at Adair in 2018. That was the last time, coincidentally, Tim, that Adair went to the state semis. The last 2 years, they had been to the state quarterfinals. Miserable season.
Must be tough to go have two losses. And
10-2
only
last
make it that
year.
Far.
Yeah, but you know, we were talking on the way up, Tim, this could be one of the worst 8-Air teams we've seen, and now it's still a really good football team. The worst season they'd had in the Rob Gilstrap era, or at least since they've been playing this series now, going back 6 years with the Doggers. The worst they were was 10-2 and a trip to the quarterfinals. They're already 1-2 this season. You got to think at some point they're going to take that third loss. I think Dewey definitely hoping it's going to be tonight. For Trent Munninger, the kids he's going to be throwing to, hopefully they can get Jacob Mauser and Dallas Mulliken involved. Last week against Vanita, it was just three receptions combined for those two kids. It was some of the secondary options that actually stepped up. Gabe Villanueva, we saw him make a debut as a slot receiver. Colby Miller was the go-to target in the second half. It's going to be interesting to see with a different quarterback with Munninger who he's going to lean on as that go-to guy.
Yeah, Max, you're right. It may be a whole new flavor of a ball game for the Doggers tonight. And, you know, one group of people I think are excited about the prospects of an upset tonight, probably the class of 81. They're here celebrating their reunion tonight. 40 years later, they would love to see the alma mater defeat the dreaded Adair Warriors tonight on the home field.
No doubt. Dewey wearing the red lids with the D and B logo on the helmet. If you're thinking, that's only a D. No, look at the inside of the D. It's shaped like a B. They have the red jerseys, Dogger red pants with the white kind of block style numbers. Adair, very plain green helmet with an A on the side, white top to bottom. It says Warriors across the chest in green, and the numbers are your basic font in green as well. Not flashy on the uniform, but a rather flashy team on the field. Rob Gilstrap, their longtime head coach over there on the far sideline. Adair has 38 guys on roster, 8 seniors. Dewey, pretty comparable numbers. They bring 41 and also 8 seniors. But bulk of that Adair class, 24 of their 38 are freshmen or sophomores. They don't have a ton of experience, Tim.
Well, and I tell you what, something, this may be a harbinger of things to come. The Doggers won the toss and elected to receive.
Good. They want the ball. They're going to score.
Well, you know, best way to play defense is keep Adair's offense off the field, so maybe this is going to be a workout very well for them. I like to see the Doggers have a nice sustained drive and get some points out of it. Something they just, you know, we're going to get to the keys to the game, so I'm going to get the cart before the horse a little bit here.
Well, go for it. What's your keys to the game? It's 7 o'clock.
Get out of their own way.
Yep.
They just got to get out of their own way, sustain a drive, and stop the mistakes. And on defense, they just can't let anybody behind them.
Yeah, I think that the defensive key, you hit it on the head. They're going to probably play 3 high safeties. It's what a lot of teams these days are doing to counter these spread air raid offensive sets. Offensively for the Doggers, you need to pop some big plays. I want to see the running game go off. I mean, you're a team, you're only averaging about 120 offensive yards per game. It's got to be better than that to win football games, and I think you can't turn the ball over either. Excited to see Trent Munninger. We've said his name quite a lot. He's been on the field quite a lot at quarterback, Tim, but tonight is his first career start. Wow. He was going to start against Sperry last year, but he was hurt, and the freshman Bryce Sickler stepped up and started that game. So the debut of Trent Munninger going to be coming up here. A couple inactives of note for the Doggers. Dalen Dixon not in uniform. Bryce Sickler not in uniform. And the starting kicker, Rayleigh Almanza, is on the sideline wearing the jersey and no pads. So it will be interesting to see. Doggers not a team that kicks the ball PAT-wise, although Rayleigh was hitting from 32 in practice. We'll see who handles the kickoff duties. Hopefully we'll see a bunch of those Dogger kickoffs after touchdown.
So you talked about the running game. You know, the Johnson kid had some pretty good carries last week against the Hornets. And it'd be nice to see him get started. Oh, my, we've got an early score. Sperry returns the opening kickoff for a touchdown. Got the 2-point conversion. So
goodness gracious.
14 seconds in at Sperry.
Yeah, 8, we haven't even started here.
Ironman 0.
Got a big fella set to kick off. Caden Carey, the junior, for Adair from left to right. Doggers have 2 guys deep to return inside the 15. Dallas Mulliken with 1 career kick return touchdown. And Colby Miller, the deep man. Adair is 1-2. Doggers are 0-3. They both play in 2A District 8. And we're getting the second season underway here on a Friday night. Max Gross, Tim Howell on KREG 104.9 FM. Carey has it teed up. The big fella lunges forward. Toe kick directional toward the near sideline. It's going to bounce and be picked up by Mauser at the 26. Jukes one, stays in bounds. They're going to say he stepped on the sideline after about a 3-yard return. And now Trent Munninger and the Dewey Bulldogger offense come out. Munninger, 2 of 5, 59 yards and a touchdown pass this season. Was 0 of 2 passing in situational use against Adair last season. Like we said, the first career start for number 7. A lot of people very excited for this.
Looks I already have a Woodland score, and Caney Valley Woodland has scored and making 7-0. in that game. We're getting some early scores.
Yeah,
already.
My goodness. Hopefully the Doggers can do that as well. First and 10 from their own 28. Ball on the left hash. They'll come out with three wide receivers. Dallas Mulliken lined up. It looks like at tight end on the right side of the line. Villanueva the tailback. Munninger the quarterback. Here we go. First down and 10. Play fake. Munninger rolling out right. Has time. Throws one. It's a wheel route caught by Mulliken for a first down up to the 46-yard line. 18 wow. yards on the pass and catch. Mulliken already with more receiving yards this week than last week. He had 14 in the loss to Vanita on only one catch.
Nice wheel route. The backer just couldn't get over and pick him up. Max, he had him wide open.
Yeah, they were hiding him at tight end, as we mentioned before the snap. Now we have Tate Lewis, the starting quarterback for the first three games, split out on the right side with Gabe Villanueva. Jacob Mauser plays tight end on the left. It's Miller and Mulliken on the left side of the formation as well. Watch something tricky here. First and 10, just shy of midfield at the 46. Adair blitzes the linebacker. Quarterback draw, Munninger across midfield. Has a first down to the 45. Wow. Cutting back to the 40, 35, 30, near sideline, 25, 20. Cuts back at the 15, out at the 14-yard line. Trent Munninger, wow, where has that been? 40 yards and a Dogger first down into the Tri-County Tech red zone.
I tell you what, I don't know who it was on this left side, Max, but he got a tremendous block. And it sprung him to the outside. He just didn't have the wheels. The kid had the angle.
I believe
him.
Our featured senior, Wyatt Ransbottom.
He can bench press a
few
guys.
He's playing left guard. It's Kyle Swan at left tackle. Andrew Perrette is the center. Justin Lindley at right guard. Braden Garrison at right tackle. Three wide to the right. First and 10 from the 14. Empty set. Munninger. Snap goes through his hands, and he falls on it back at the 25-yard line. Loss of 11 on the play after the 40-yard gain. And that was an issue for Munninger last year. Sometimes I think he gets going just a little bit too quick. It was a good snap back from Perrette.
Well, we're back to our key to the game. Just get out of your own way.
Yep.
You can't have a 40-yarder with an 11-yard loss behind it.
Well, don't let this snowball. Get some yards here on this next play.
Yes.
Empty set, Mauser at tight end. Three wide receivers to the right. Munninger. Hard count, checks out of it. Second and 20 from the 24-yard line. Signs coming in from Ryan Richardson, the quarterback's coach, on the Doggers' sideline. Mulliken one-on-one here on the near side. Play clock at 5. Munninger takes the snap, little low, facing some pressure, rolling out toward the right. He's got a little bit of space, and pump fakes, takes it 20 to the 15 to the 10, out of bounds near the first down marker, I think just shy of it. They'll spot him down at the 5. That was a 19-yard rush for Trenton Munninger.
Kind of gave it the Mahomes stick the ball out towards the marker. As
I don't
went
think they're going to give it to him.
No, I think he's about a yard shy.
Maybe even a half a yard, but wow.
What a
electricity
run
from Trent Munninger. The Doggers needed here. Third down and about a yard. Ball just inside the 6-yard line. They'll stay in an empty set. Coach Turner said there was going to be a lot of designed runs for Trent Munninger. That one looked like a rollout scramble on a broken play.
And Max, I think he might have had 6 points had he just decided to tuck it a little quicker and go.
I think he was trying to sell it.
Yeah.
Play clock winding down. It's at 5. Munninger still trying to get everybody lined up. Third down and a yard. Munninger takes the snap. It's a quarterback keeper. Powers his way. Jukes one. Lost the football. It's in between the legs of an 8-air player. Doggers might have saved it, though. Who's got this down in the pile? I think Dewey came away with this. I couldn't see the number of the 8-air player. He had the ball wedged between his legs.
Looked like he was going to walk in.
Doggers keep it.
And he got stripped.
They get a first down. It's about a 3-yard rush for Munninger. I didn't see who came out of the pile with it.
Mercy.
Oh, my. First down and goal for the Doggers from the Adair 2. 10:15 to go. No score. Doggers trying to change that. Scoreboard check brought to you by Tri-County Tech. Your dreams, your future. Tri-County Tech. Munninger great with his legs. A 40-yard run, a 19-yard run. On this drive already, he's going to take it on the keeper, and he's going to get swallowed up for a loss of a yard back to the 4. That one may be a little bit predictable in that situation, Tim.
Yeah, I think they were ready for that. They rushed off the edge, and they were standing there waiting on him.
Munninger hasn't played since the Miami game. Don't have a lot of film on him. I think the Doggers caught Adair by surprise here, no doubt. But now I think Adair's ready for it and see what Dewey's adjustment is here. Second and goal from the 4-yard line. Four wide receiver set, Mauser at tight end, just off of right tackle. Munninger takes the snap, looking to pass. Heavy pressure, dumps it on the screen for Mauser. Mauser way behind the line of scrimmage. He's taken down at about the 10-yard line. Loss of 6 there. They tried the tight end mid-screen. Adair gobbled it up. And now it's third down, and Gold Doggers moving backward. First completion, though, for Munninger. Didn't go very well. Mouser, the leading receiver in terms of receptions. That was his 13th.
Now don't tell me you've already forgot about that nice pass to Mullican.
You're right, I have. So there's too much excitement going on here. Doggers were shut out last week, only scored 6 against Quapaw. Third down and goal from the 10. A little bit of movement up front, I thought. Adair stayed out of the neutral zone with the hard count. Empty set here. Trent Turner going to call a timeout. Play clock was at 3. Munninger seeming like takes him a little bit longer to get everybody set up and aligned at the line of scrimmage there. New quarterback, you're going to run into some of those issues, but I think early on in this contest we can already see why Munninger got the start today.
Well, and here we are. The only thing that has really been able to prevent Dewey from scoring so far has been Dewey. Now,
yep.
That last play notwithstanding where they smelled out the screen, but they've self-inflicted their wounds on this drive. Should they get in, it'll be in spite of their best efforts not to.
Yeah, the bad snap or the botched snap really from Munninger wasn't a bad snap.
No.
And then the fumble that ultimately netted the Toggers a first down and then about a negative 7-yard screen play. So it's been an eventful opening series to say the least. 8:39 to go first quarter. No score on the board. The Toggers' first drive has put them in the red zone. They have a third and goal from the 10-yard line. Three receivers to the right, Villanueva, Miller, and Tate Lewis. Mouser plays tight end Mullican by himself left side. Adair stacks the box against this empty set. We'll see what Dewey goes to out of the timeout. Munninger still looking to the sideline, slightly confused.
I think the slant route is open over here on the right side.
Takes the snap. Here it is, thrown toward the back of the end zone. Lob for Mouser. Knocked away at the last second. Defensive back, I think, altered the flight of that ball. Roger Reed, the senior defensive back. Mullican on a hard slant, I think, was open over the middle. Mouser, I think, was open as well. Ball just floated up there a little bit too much. Fourth down and goal from the 10. They'll go for it with a kicker not active tonight. Would be a situation, maybe, where they're within Almanza's range. He could make it from here, especially down on this end, but not an option here this evening.
Coach Turner saw apparently what we were able to reflect from up here in the press box, that the middle looked open and they went for it and just couldn't quite connect.
Yeah, maybe run that one back. Looks like the defensive back shading Mullican on that slant route now.
He's figured it out. Yeah, run the out route.
They'll double him now. Fourth down. They'll motion Miller from right to left. Here's the snap. They play fake it.
There
Looking.
He is.
Had Mouser open. No! Now facing heavy pressure. Munninger is going to go down. He's sacked back at the 23-yard line. The Doggers' best efforts, and they are kept off the board. A fourth down stop for the Warrior defense. They were able to gain some field position with the fourth down sack as well. Loss of 13 on the play.
And you just hate to see that. They did so well, put so much together, did an 8-play drive, and just couldn't finish it off.
Now you need your defense to stand tall here. Fair amount of two-way guys.
Took Lindley. 3.5 minutes off of that drive, Max.
Yep. Radcliffe comes out. First down and 10. They'll spot him at the 22. Ball at the right hash. Four wide receivers. Guys to watch. Reese Jackson and Lane Jackson. Reese Jackson one-on-one on the right side. Lane Jackson, closest man to the formation on the left. Here is a handoff to Boucher,
nice.
And he's going to get swallowed up. Nice job by the Dewey defense. Ball popped out late, but they're going to say the play was blown dead. Fumble would have been fallen on by Wyatt Ransbottom, our featured senior. Coach Turner called him the strongest player on the team. You can see why. But they shut down Boucher. That was a loss.
Yeah,
of about a yard, second down and 11.
I think Ransbottom could change a flat tire on a VW without using a jack. He'd just pick it up.
Isaiah Gomez comes in at tailback now. And they'll play fake that way. Radcliffe on the screen, throws it out right, caught by Jackson. He's not going to go very far. Munninger on him. He gets up to the 24. That is Reese Jackson, 17th catch of the season. Third down and about 7. Dogger defense so far all over it. That's a kind of a signature Adair play, that outside screen. They'll go quickly, lining up. Three wide receivers toward the right side on this third down play. Ball at their own 23-yard line. Doggers have 5 defensive backs to counter. Be big if the Dewey defense could get off the field with a stop here.
Adair doesn't mind lulling you to sleep with the short stuff and then throwing one down over the top.
Play clock at 7. Radcliffe, the lefty, back to pass, has a clean pocket, throws one over the middle. It is caught by Feathers. Feathers at midfield, breaks one at the 45. To the 40, breaks another tackle. Down the left sideline, slammed to the ground by Villanueva at the 29-yard line. Big-time gain of 48 yards there from Radcliffe to the freshman, Colton Feathers, leaked over the middle.
Well, you had him where you want him, third and long, and just couldn't finish him off.
And they'll go very quickly. The Dogger 28, handoff Gomez, right side, not much space. Carson Johnson puts a shoulder into his gut, tackles him down at the 24-yard line. Give him about 3 on the carry to set up second down and 7. Isaiah Gomez, the sophomore tailback, 24 carries. That's the most on the team, but only about 72 yards on those. They don't run the ball very efficiently at all. Trips to the left on second down from the 25. They'll fake the screen. Radcliffe in the pocket, throws one over the middle, zooms it into the end zone. It's caught for a touchdown. Radcliffe to Reese Jackson. They connect for the fifth time this season, and Adair strikes with 6:27 left in the first quarter. They'll go up in this one 6-0.
So disheartening, Max. They had such a nice drive on offense, and looks like they had them third and long on defense just where they wanted them, and things unraveled just pretty quickly.
25 yards on the strike. They'll go out of the same swinging gate set on the two-point conversion attempt that the Doggers run. Pretty efficient on it. They'll motion Feathers behind the formation from left to right. Radcliffe will option with him. Radcliffe hit at the goal line. Did he get in? No signal. Indecisive. I thought he was possibly over the line. They're not going
to
say.
Oh,
and
now
they say. I think that's the right call. Two-point conversion is good. The delay makes you question it, undoubtedly, but a nice quick scoring drive for Adair, and they go on top in this one 8-0. We're going to step aside. We'll have more Dewey Bulldogger football coming up on KREG 104.9 FM.
When it comes to your home's exterior and interior painting projects,
I think the safeties are playing so far back that they're sending streaks and then just throwing it to the short guy.
Just running between them.
Yeah, pushing them back with some outside routes and then finding space.
It's a bummer. Carpentry, the stucco, and the paint, of course.
There's some interesting hairstyles out here.
918-214-1999. Give us a call today for your free estimate. 918-214-1999.
Adair strikes first here in Dewey. Nate Radcliffe, 98th career touchdown, 15 of which have come against the Doggers here now in 4 starts. Midway through the first quarter, 6:27 left, Adair up 8-0.
That drive started at the 22, a 78-yard drive in 6 plays, 2 minutes, 1 second.
Carey kicks off, this time a little bit further. Bounces at the 20 with some funky spin. Colby Miller picks it up, and he is going to get thrown back by Lane Jackson. Doggers will start. Some poor field position. Carey does a really nice job of making that one look like it's going to go out of bounds and then kind of spinning it back in, almost like a golfer the way he controls that.
Nice wedge shot just brings it back.
Doggers got into the red zone the first time they had the football. Biggest play was Trenton Munninger, a 40-yard keeper. They'll start at their own 21 on the left hash.
Well, we know we can move the football against them.
See if the Doggers can repeat it. They'll have 4 guys on the left side of the play, Lewis, Miller, Villanueva, Mouser, and then Mulliken one-on-one matched up with Feathers.
I think Mulliken's better off.
And now a second defensive back, Jackson Calvert, yeah, comes over there to cover.
Mulliken's better off in the wing back position where the linebacker has to try to cover him.
Empty backfield, Munninger takes the snap, facing the blitz, rolling out toward the right, going backward, and he is stumped back at the 6-yard line. Sack on the play, Tyler Holt was able to gun through there. Doggers could use a little bit of extra protection. Seems
yeah,
like Adair sent in 6, 7, 8 guys.
Well, they know they're running that empty set. There's just not anybody back there to pick them up coming through. Sending 5 and 6 guys, and there's 5 men on the line. Somebody's not getting
loss
blocked.
Of about 15. Munninger trying to do, you know, kind of that rollout past the pass rush move. and unfortunately not doing very well.
Well, lack of experience there, he just should have shucked that one, threw it away and lived to fight another day and not take the loss.
Balance set, two wide receivers each side. Munninger dropping back in the end zone, throws it. It's caught by Mullican out across the 10, reaches the football out toward the 15-yard line. Gain of 8, makes it third down and 15, a little bit more manageable. Second time Munninger and Mullican have linked up on the evening.
Third and about, what, Max, 16 yards to go here.
Dallas Mullican with that reception goes over 200 receiving yards here in game number 4 of the season. Top yardage total guy for Dewey. Third down and long. Two wide either side and a tight end. Munninger with a clean pocket.
Here it is.
Looking.
In the
pump fakes now rolling out toward the left. Flips it to Villanueva. Caught at the 18. Gabe puts a move. Lowers his shoulder. Gets out to the 25-yard line. That's a gain of about 10 to make this 4th and 6. Nice job by Gabe Villanueva, who had 3 catches for 22 yards last week in the loss to Vanita.
He had Lewis over the middle. He just couldn't quite seem.
I don't know if there's a ton of confidence. Tate Lewis is a receiver. First game out there this season. Doggers are going to punt here. Don't want to give the Adair offense a short field. Interesting move of conservatism from the normally aggressive Trent Turner.
Could be a fake.
8-0 Adair, 4:25 to go. First quarter, scoreboard check brought to you by the Ascension St. John Chain Phillips Medical Center. Lewis on to punt, gets a nice leg into this one. It's Lane Jackson, the returner. He's going to let it bounce at the 40-yard line. It'll be down right about there. Decent punt from Tate Lewis of about 34 yards. And now the Warriors' offense will take over after they march down the field on a quick touchdown scoring drive the first time they had the football.
Max, we have another score in from the Caney Valley game. 1:05 to go in the first. 16-0. Woodland says they're just pounding it into him on the run.
Good Woodland football team. So Adair takes over from their own 41, split backfield. Lane Jackson and Gomez on either side of the quarterback, Ratcliffe. Nate Ratcliffe, 13 touchdown passes on the season. He is one of the best around. First and 10, play fake, Ratcliffe, clean pocket, and it's going to disappear. Lindley comes out of nowhere and sacks him back at the 30-yard line. Justin Lindley, he has had now 6 tackles for loss on the season, and that was his first sack of the year. Pushes Adair way back.
Yeah, give him a little bit of headway there, just about a 9-yard loss, but a great.
I mean, where did he come from?
I don't know.
The protection looked great on the initial rush, and then Lindley just barrels his guy to the ground and is in Ratcliffe's grill like that. Second and 18, ball at the 33-yard line. Dewey some shifting, and now motion out of the backfield. It's going to be a screen play thrown over the middle, caught by Jackson. He lost the football. It's loose on the ground. I think Adair recovered. Ball out at the 45-yard line after about a 12-yard gain, and Adair lucky to fall on that one. It's going to set up a third down and about 7 yards.
Got a little excited there. I thought we were going to have it.
I believe that was Boucher on the reception.
Illegal man downfield, so we're going to race that one.
Yeah, that happens on a screen play. Sometimes those linemen get going a little bit too far.
First penalty of the ball game.
And that is a bullet avoided by the Warriors.
Yes.
So the Doggers fumble inside the opponent's 5, and they were able to fall on it for a first down. Now Adair ultimately doesn't matter with the penalty, but still, that was a big potential break that the Doggers could have had.
Thinking about second and, 24 here.
First down marker at the Dewey 49. Adair, their own 28. Yeah, you hit that one just about on the head. Some shifting here for Adair as they flip their whole formation, even the offensive line. Two wide receivers either side. It's Derek Bailey, the freshman, in the slot, making his first appearance. Gomez, the back, on the side of the quarterback, Ratcliffe. They'll check out of the play, 10 on the play clock. 3 minutes to go, first quarter, 8-0 Adair. It's Dewey homecoming. Here is a play fake. Ratcliffe facing some pressure.
Oh,
he'll whip it out toward Jackson. Caught at the 35. Breaks a tackle, dragging a defender with him, and he's brought down at the 40-yard line. That's a gain of 12 yards on the screen play to Jackson. That ball looked like it was in harm's way.
Lindley just cleaned Boucher's clock when he tried to block him.
Third down and 11. See if Dewey can get something done here. 5 wide receivers in the set. Empty look here for Ratcliffe. 3 to the left, 2 to the right. Ball at their own 40-yard line. Adair working with a one-touchdown lead. Coach Turner shouting something to his defense. Salas fakes the blitz. False start here on the right side. I think the action from Salas and Villanueva, the two linebackers, kind of wicked out some guys on the Adair front line, and they got moving a little bit too early. That'll back them up and make this third down and 16. Dewey's competing here tonight, Tim, doing what they can.
Adair has looked very human on these first two drives. Even though they scored quickly, things are not going rapidly well for them.
Third and 16.
They're struggling with it.
Got to make a tackle here. Still in the five wide. Three wide receivers outside the hash marks on the left side, all bunched over there. And they'll bunch two on the right side. Watch them do something funky. A lot of space in the middle of the field in the pre-snap look. Third and 16. Ratcliffe on the keeper. Breaks one tackle. Gets to the second level. Mouser has him from behind, and they'll bottle him up at the 43. It's an eight-yard gain. Cuts the distance in half, but brings up fourth down. Decision time for Coach Gilstrap on the Warriors' far sideline. Looks like the punt team coming out.
So far, I've been impressed with the Dogger defense, Max.
I think they've come to play. Co-defensive coordinators Ryan Richardson, Jim Cherry, they're amped up about this. Coach Turner, very complimentary about the game plan that they put together during the week. Minute 31 to go, first quarter, 8-0 Adair. Scoreboard check brought to you by Tri-County Tech. Be bold at Tri-County Tech. Ratcliffe, the quarterback, is the punter. I think that's Gavin Lackey back to return.
I think so.
At about the 30. They get some pressure. Ratcliffe kicks right-footed, and that was a pooched punt out of bounds at the 45-yard line. That's only about a 10, 11-yard punt. So he throws left, kicks right. And maybe he should try kicking left.
And eats with both hands.
Doggers take over with a minute and 11 to go in the first quarter, down by eight. They've shown some promise.
Great field position at their own 44-yard line. This is the time to put it together and tie the score and get a little momentum going here.
You'd love to see Munninger just get those feet a little bit calmer in the pocket, because he's got a great arm, throws a nice ball. They'll put a running back in the backfield for the first time, Villanueva. First and 10 from the Dogger 44. Hard count gets the linebackers biting forward just a little bit. We'll see if they check out of this play. Five on the play clock, and they want a reset of the play clock. That's the one thing right now that I've noticed with Munninger, and it's not a criticism of him. It just takes him just a little bit longer to get that pre-snap read.
Well, I think it has to do with the same thing, that taking the sacks.
Here's a speed option right. Pitches for Villanueva, tries to turn the corner to the 45, and Ratcliffe is going to bottle him up at about the 47. Gain of three on the speed option right to Villanueva. Good read from the quarterback Munninger to get rid of it.
I think it's just the experience factor right now for Munninger.
But the athleticism off the charts, moving the ball forward, that's all you can ask for, especially after a Dewey offensive performance last week where they failed to gain 100 yards. And Tate Lewis, give this kid a lot of credit. He's taken this in stride, moved to wide receiver with a lot of grace. Him and Munninger have a good relationship, and I don't think he's done taking snaps at quarterback this year either. You need two throughout the course of a high school season. Second and 7 from the 47, probably the last play of the quarter. Munninger, clean pocket, whips it for Villanueva, caught it midfield, turns around, breaks forward, close to the first down marker at the 46-yard line. I think he's on it. It's a 7-yard pass and catch from Munninger to Villanueva on the hitch over the middle. Not the friendliest spot in the world. The way the football lies compared to the chains, I think that's a first down. Are they going to call for a measurement?
I believe they are.
4 seconds left in the quarter. But Munninger that time got rid of the ball quickly, was able to find the open man. And what's the stoppage here? Are they going to measure?
It was an official timeout called. I think they're going to measure.
It looks like they are. Love the exactness of measuring in high school football. But, hey, Dewey has fought hard in this game. They've done a lot of things right. The defensive stop in the last series was imperative. You know, a one-score game is one thing, but with this Adair offense, you know how quickly they can score. Keeping them off the board anytime you can do that is a monumental victory. As they stretch out the chains right now on what will be the last play of the quarter.
I think I'm going to go out on a limb and say he got it.
It looks like he did.
And
by an inch, the Doggers get the first down. Gabe Villanueva is starting to emerge as a receiving option. You love what Dewey has done offensively here this evening. Homecoming football. Clock will stop. We'll see if the Doggers can get set up in 4.7 seconds here. We will see. Trailing 8-0 against Adair, but fighting for everything. Moving the football well offensively. They got stuffed in the red zone on the opening drive of the game.
It's a one-score ball game, and that's just what you want.
Some good stuff here. That's the first quarter in the books. 8-0 Adair on top. We'll take a quick break. Second quarter action on the way. You're listening to Dewey Bulldogger Football on K-Rig.
Wow.
Not terrible.
No.
And we've seen terrible.
Yeah. I mean, they have yardage. Wow.
Flaherty's first start.
Yeah, I was hearing on the radio they were saying he's going to be back. No, I'm impressed. What did I say? I wanted to see one quarter of competitive football. Here we are.
Well, now it's going to go all downhill.
But I don't know. Score here. Put some pressure on.
That'd be great.
Just nice being on a turf field, see everything. We're in a regular room.
Yeah. See all the hash marks.
Yeah. Doggers have the football after getting a first down at the end of the first quarter. They trail Adair 8-0, but they are marching. Reminder, every Dogger first down being brought to you by Region Bank.
They've had four so far, and they've got positive yardage tonight. 56 yards of offense in the first quarter.
First down and 10 from the Adair 46. Empty set. Munninger facing heavy pressure. Rolled out to the right. And he's going to be dragged down back in Dewey territory at the 42-yard line. Loss of 12 on the sack. That pass rush from the Warriors is incredible.
Yeah, it's the third
Holt
sack.
Again.
Third sack already. And I tell you, he has to learn to throw it in somebody's direction, keep it away from the defender, and not take the loss.
Yeah, those are derailers.
Absolutely. We're, you know, it's.
He got around the initial rush, but then Holt got him from behind. You got to be able to get rid of that football.
Second and about.
Teaching points, of course. Second and 21.
Yeah, second and about Oklahoma Union from here. It's,
give you a score update that might surprise you after the second down play. Munninger facing pressure, steps up, throws it, lobs it down the sideline for Mauser. Ball is caught, and he tiptoes out of bounds at the 39-yard line. Incredible touch on that ball. 18 yards on the completion from Munninger to Mauser down the near sideline. That was beautiful.
Yeah, and I've kind of been getting on him about taking the sacks. Now I'm going to say
stepped
what a
up,
great
kind of threw it with
job.
His balance leaning forward and put it on a dime to Mauser. How about Salina leading Rejoice Christian 14-6? Near the end of the first quarter.
Wow, that is a surprise.
Salina playing a lot better this year. Third down and two. Ball from the 38-yard line. They take a big sack. They get a big play. It's kind of been the theme for Dewey.
Third and very manageable.
Empty set. We'll see if they try that draw with Munninger. Takes the snap. Facing pressure. Gets rid of it quickly for Mauser. Same play. Caught for a first down. Jacob Mauser inside the 30. That's a gain of 10.
That'll work.
Just kind of that out and up. Munninger has such great touch on that. Looks like good chemistry with Mauser. I remember in the Miami game on a two-point conversion after a penalty from 15 yards out, threw one of the most beautiful corner out balls I've ever seen. Just fell out of the sky.
50-50 on third down conversion so far, Max.
A first down there for the Doggers. That means another $10 donated to Dewey Public Schools from Regent Bank. First and 10 from the 28. Empty set again. Adair sending pressure. Munninger on the draw, swallowed up and flattened back at the 33-yard line. Loss of about five. Looked like Tyler Holt leading the charge again. Hayden Proctor in the mix as well. Second down and 15.
How about four sacks in the first half?
Doesn't seem like that quarterback draw is going to be there after Munninger busted one from 40 yards in the opening quarter.
No, I think they've smelled that out. This is a very important play right here.
Yeah, you need to make this a little bit more manageable. Munninger did a nice job on his 8 passing attempts so far.
Well, let's roll him to the right here, Coach. Get him out of that pocket.
Two wide receivers either side. Mauser at tight end. Hard count gets some dancing up front. 5 on the play clock. They got a hustle. Munninger trying to get him lined up. Play clock down to 2. Play clock down to 1. He gets it off just in time. Facing pressure from the right side. Rolling out left. Plants. Fires. Has a man wide open. It's a wobbly ball. And Mulliken knocks it away from the defensive back. Man, he had a step. Got by Lane Jackson. But Munninger kind of had to roll out across his body. Couldn't get the full gusto into that throw. Oh, man. Almost there.
Roll him out left and throw it.
Well, I don't think that was by design.
30 yards.
I think he was forced out of the pocket by the heavy rush coming from the right side of the Dewey offense.
If he could have seen him just
5 yards
sooner because he was way behind
him. He saw him, did what he needed to do. Mullican almost won the jump ball, but, hey, you know it's there. It's 3rd and 14 from the 8-air 32. They'll motion Tate Lewis. They're going to flip it back to Tate Lewis. This is a double pass.
Here
I don't think anybody's open. No, Munninger comes out of nowhere. Caught at the 25, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. He's in.
Oh, they're going to give it to him. Touchdown.
Put it on the board. Touchdown, Doggers.
Now, wait a minute, Max. We got the linesman on the far side saying, not signaling, saying he went out right before the pylon.
They're going to put him out at the 1.
Wow.
They're
going to
put him out at the 1. Wow. 31 yards from Lewis to Munninger. They were running that at practice.
They almost stole
a touchdown. Well, did they put a touchdown on the board? I think they did because this ball spotted at the 2. What is the ruling here? Is it a 2-point conversion or is it a touchdown?
Well, they put 6 on the board, so let's...
Tate Lewis doesn't know. Trent Turner doesn't know. Did they spot the ball out at the 2 or is it a touchdown?
Yeah, the linesman never gave the signal.
No, he signaled out of bounds. Referee from the middle of the field said touchdown. No one knows. The scoreboard says touchdown.
Okay, the
referee blowing
give a
it dead.
Timeout
Dewey. Is it a touchdown or is it not?
Well, I saw him go like... I saw the referee raise his hands towards Turner just now. That's just, come on, guys.
We have no idea. It was really close. If anything, he's down at the 1. They have this ball spotted on the middle hash mark, so I got to assume that's a touchdown.
Well, somebody thinks it is, but I think Turner's like us. We didn't see.
Well, you have Tate Lewis, the quarterback, in this situation, not sure. But how about the play? It was a double pass from Lewis, and I noted there was none of the receivers in the route were open.
Right.
That's what the A-Dare defense was thinking. You wheel the original quarterback, Trent Munninger, around the left side,
well,
and he gets in.
To reset it, Lewis starts clear over here on the right and goes in motion deep. They swing it to him behind. Of course, it has to be a lateral.
Yeah.
It looks like they're going to go to a swinging gate here.
Yeah,
so
that's a touchdown.
Touchdown.
Tate Lewis with the touchdown pass, 19th total touchdown of his career. Trent Munninger's first receiving touchdown. He's been in the end zone 7 times.
Hey, Max, put it on the board.
Put it on the board. That's right. 8-6 with 9:59 to go, second quarter. Some excitement there. I had 28 yards.
I have 31.
31. Yeah, you're right, 31. Here's the swinging gate, 2-pointer. Munninger on the rollout. Nobody's going to step in his path, and he scores. We're knotted up at 8 here in Doggerland. Munninger runs it in for 2, and we've got some excitement that hasn't been felt in quite some time here.
Why is
in
the clock
Dewey
running, Max?
I have no idea. We'll figure it out after we take a break. Knotted up here early second quarter. It's Dewey Bulldogger football on K-Rig. What the heck? Ruin my highlight. I'll just cut it after I say touchdown.
Right.
Because I sold it. In those situations, you got to assume it's a touchdown.
Right. And then you
just
can always,
so you can have it.
You can always back off it.
Yep.
Beautifully said.
What a mess. Well, they had one trick play in the book, Tim Howell, and they were able to score a touchdown out of it. First time they've scored since early on in the Quapaw game.
That's great. I tell you what, the drive summary looks like this, Max. 9 plays, 56 yards, a couple of sacks mixed in there for negative yards, 3 minutes, 31 seconds off the clock, and that beautiful razzle-dazzle 31 Tate Lewis to Munninger touchdown pass finishes it off. Icing on the cake. Be interesting to see what they do here without their regular kicker.
Yeah, looks like freshman Evan Proper is out there, member of the homecoming royalty court. But how about Tate Lewis gets benched as a starting quarterback, still finds a way to throw a touchdown. Here's Proper. Looks like an onside kick is a good one. Gobbled up, though, at the 49-yard line by Isaiah Gomez.
That's interesting.
But, yeah, I saw them running that play at practice. That they ran it probably 4 or 5 times right as I showed up on Wednesday, and it looked really, really good. And I'll tell you, they have a different variation of it, but you know, they dipped in the well already. I don't know how many times you can go to it, but, hey, at least you scored a touchdown the first time. Adair takes over with good field position on their own 49, 9:40 to go. We're knotted up at 8. Scoreboard check brought to you by the Ascension St. John Jane Phillips Medical Center. 2 in the backfield on either side of Ratcliffe. Gomez and Lane Jackson. They'll hand it off to Lane Jackson. Running right, cuts up, slips off a one. He's gobbled up by Braden Garrison at the 48-yard line. Gain of three. Braden Garrison's a sophomore. Talk to a lot of the upperclassmen. They always are like, sophomore kid, 61. What's the name? You got to learn his name. Braden Garrison's made some big plays on defense this year for Dewey.
And that's the longest run from scrimmage for Adair. Two runs. Oh, and there's another.
Second and seven. We got a tight end falling over backward. Roger Reed. Tim, I've seen a lot of things in football. He was in a three-point stance, and the wind blew, and it knocked him over.
I think he was tighter than we thought. He might have looked like a Foster
Never
Brooks
seen that in my life.
He fell backwards on his butt. That's great.
So that'll make it second down and about 12 or 13.
That's a false start if I ever saw one.
Ball on the 47. They'll motion Jackson out of the backfield. They'll look that way. Shoulder fake thrown over the middle. Deep ball. Reese Jackson behind the secondary. Caught inside the 20 to the 10 to the 5. He is... I believe in. They never signal.
He's waving his arms here like he stepped out.
They never signal if touchdowns are scored.
3-yard line.
3-yard line. 50-yard pass and catch from Ratcliffe to Jackson. A little shoulder fake from Ratcliffe on the screen in the flat and delivered it very nicely over the top down the far sideline.
Which Jackson was that?
Reese.
All right. Can't tell him apart. Four catches, 70 yards.
20 catches on the season for him. He had the first touchdown. Here is Ratcliffe on the quarterback keeper. And around the end and in, a 3-yard touchdown run in a blink of an eye. Adair puts it on the board with 9 minutes to go, second quarter. Nate Ratcliffe, career touchdown at number 99. 16 of them have been on the ground.
Wow.
Very quick.
Didn't take them long.
Nope, sure didn't.
42 seconds to be exact.
So they'll go from the swinging gate look. Lane Jackson from left to right in motion. Jet sweep handoff, a whistle, and a false start before the play got underway. So that'll push him back on the two-point conversion attempt. Doggers are hanging in there, though, Tim. They're scrapping.
Yeah, you got to take those big plays off the board. You just can't let guys run behind you. We said that in the pregame, the opening ceremonies here. You can't let them get behind you. And sure enough, he's 5 yards behind you.
But you know what? The Doggers have scored in this. They forced a punt in this. You know, you're not going to shut out Adair.
No, they're too powerful.
You got to keep up. You got to get a couple balls bouncing your way.
But if you keep it close and you're there at the end, you know, the ball may bounce your way.
Yeah, we've seen it bounce both teams' way once. Here's Ratcliffe on the two-point conversion attempt from the 8. Facing Holding. Pressure, rolling out right. Landon Fitton pressuring him and ripping him out of bounds. And that'll be a stop. The holding flag was thrown behind the play. Stopping him on a two-point conversion is valuable, Tim. Nobody's going to kick in this game.
That's true.
So 6 versus 8 does make a difference.
They'll deny the penalty and to take the fact that they scored no points and make it a 14-8 ball game.
9 minutes to go, second quarter. Adair with a quick response. We'll be back. You're listening to Dewey Bulldogger Football on KRIG.
Skyway Honda. It's only part of Skyway Honda's job to highlight the best.
Yeah, Salas got destroyed behind that play on that hold. But, I mean, they're doing things right on both sides of the field. I'm just happy to see that.
Provides the assistance of their auto finance center to craft a lease or loan solution that fits neatly into your budget. And with any luck, you'll be hitting the open road in your new car today from Skyway Honda, where you get the best deal without the ordeal.
Jason Carey to do the kicking off.
14-8, Adair, 9 minutes to go, second quarter. Exciting game so far. Doggers were able to tie it, and then in a blink of an eye, Adair goes back out in front.
Yeah, if you went to get a sandwich on that drive, you missed it. 42 seconds, 3 plays, 51 yards, it's 14-8, but the Doggers have a little momentum on their side. We'll see what they can do here at this kickoff.
They're preparing for a short one from Caden Carey. Toe kick right to Colby Miller. Left side 22, out to the 25, to the 30. Miller slips one to the 35. Tackled at the 37-yard line. Not bad return there for Colby Miller. The Doggers will start with good field position after the touchdown. Now you'd like to see the goal for this drive, Tim, get into the end zone in a more conventional manner. You love that the trick play worked, but now you got to try to string something together. Adair's not going to bite for it every time.
Well, and what that trick play does, it puts your defensive backfield a little bit on their heels, so now you can throw the little short out to Villanueva and Mauser and get those games going. Maybe bring Johnson in, let him pound for three or 4 yards, and just mix it up, because the defense is on the defensive.
They'll stack receivers on either side of the formation. Lewis with Villanueva behind him on the far side. Mullican with Miller behind him on the near side. Mouser plays tight end on the right. Seven in the box for Ader. They'll drop one out.
Here's Mouser.
Munninger, empty set, rolling out right. Has all the space in the world in front of him. He's going to take it. Near side 40. Has a first down to midfield. Out of bounds at the 47-yard line. A gain of 15 on the keeper from Munninger. They just cleared out and let him go. I think that one was possibly a run-pass option type play. If the deep option was there, he would have thrown it. But they pushed that secondary so far back, Munninger had no choice but to run it.
Well, they figured out Mouser. They chipped him with a linebacker who held him 3 yards off the line and let him go to a safety. So they're very aware of Jacob Mouser now. So now we got to go to another option. This is where you deviate your game a little bit, get somebody else going. A
couple different guys have caught passes in this one. Villanueva, Mullican. You have Trenton Munninger as well.
And Mouser.
The touchdown on the 8-air side of the field. First and 10 from the 47. Good protection up front. Munninger has a nice pocket. Now rolling out to the left. A lot of space in front of him to the 45. Near side 40. Out near the inside the 30, rather. At about the 29-yard line on the far side. That's a gain of 17 for Trenton Munninger. And another Regent Bank first down. Every time the Doggers move the sticks, Regent Bank donates $10 to Dewey Public Schools.
Gotta put him out right at the 30, it looks like, Max. That's another great run.
That was phenomenal.
Well, I tell you what, it looks like they're trying to play man on everybody because they've got great athletes in the defensive backfield. But when you got your back turned to the quarterback and you get past that first containment.
Got Dallas Mullican off the field with his helmet off. Alex Whitson comes in at receiver. First and 10 from the 30. They'll be in that stack set again. Two on either side. Ball on the left hash, 30-yard line in 8-air territory, first and 10, empty set. Munninger takes the snap, facing some rush, rolling out toward the right, trying to turn the corner, and he is going to juke one to the 25, breaks one at the 20, first down to the 15, pushed out at the 13-yard line, back-to-back, 17-yard runs for Trenton Munninger, and the Bulldoggers are in the Tri-County Tech red zone. Munninger gets up just a little bit gingerly, but he is running wild in this one.
Three consecutive first downs, Max.
Adding up $30 from Regent Bank on one drive. Down six with 8:24 to go. That clock really hadn't been moving very much.
Well, he's been running out of bounds.
I guess so. Munninger looks just a little bit shaken up as he's squatting down. You have Dallas Mullican on the sideline as well. Doggers are hoping to stay healthy.
Dallas is back up. He got some Gatorade in him. He's got his helmet in his hand. He's back up. Looks like he's going to be all right.
No, he tweaked his ankle last week. Didn't play the second half against Vanita.
Goal for the Doggers from the 8-air 2, 10:15 to go, no score.
We got Munninger on the quarterback keeper here. Inside the 10, tackle down at about the 7. 7-yard gain for Munninger. We'll set up second down at about 3.
Man, if you could just take away his sacks, he's got officially 13 carries for 64 yards, but he's got more than that.
Yeah, he would
drive.
Be over close to over 100. Second down and 3, they're relying on him heavily. Last four plays have been keepers.
He's got 56 yards in the last four plays, Max.
My goodness. Doggers down by 6. They could tie or take the lead. Well, you'd really like to have your kicker healthy.
Or we'll take a 2-point lead.
Well, yeah, obviously, yeah. Two wide receivers on either side stacked up. Second down and 4 from the 7. Middle of the field. Empty set for Munninger. False start.
Oh, I say this drive brought to you by Munninger.
That'll move them back to about the 12-yard line. It'll set up second down and 9. This is a reinvigorated Dewey Bulldogger team, though, Tim.
That's okay, though. When you get down there inside the 10, it's hard to get your receivers
open. It seems like the Doggers work better in space than they do bunched up.
That's all right. Gives them more room to work. And I know that sounds kind of counterproductive, but it's really not. And most of your college and pro coaches will tell you, once you get inside the 10, it really limits what your
receivers
can do.
Unless you've got a really good power running back.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely limits the receivers. I should have let you finish the sentence.
Did you see the highlights of Earl Campbell last night on Thursday Night Football?
I didn't.
Oh, the 77 Heisman. He was a truck trying to tackle him. Tearaway jerseys. The
ball,
whole 9 yards.
Ball at the 12-yard line, second down and 8. They'll stay in the stack set. Mullican is back in the game. Mouser at tight end. Watch for him.
That slant is wide open.
Empty set. Munninger takes a snap. Big-time blitz coming. Munninger steps up in the pocket. To the 10, to the 5. He's in. Put it on the board. Touchdown, Doggers. Trenton Munninger. A 12-yard scamper as he puts the Doggers on his back, and we're knotted at 14 midway through the second quarter. 7:15 to go.
68 yards.
All Munninger on the ground.
In that drive. Wow.
Adair scores quick. Doggers score maybe not quite as quick, but points are on the board. Munninger has a receiving touchdown and a rushing touchdown. A passing touchdown would give him the cycle.
This is a very important two-point conversion right here. Oh, my gosh.
And they'll snap it back to Tate Lewis. Off to the side. Throws it for Munninger. Dropped in the end zone. They snapped it to the side. Funky two-point conversion play. Munninger was open.
It was wonky.
Sure was. 14 apiece after the two-point conversion fails, but the Doggers are fighting with Adair right now. 7:15 to go. We'll step aside. You're listening to Dewey Bulldogger Football on K-Rig.
It's storm season.
Here we are.
We're going to get home late. That's okay.
Yeah. Goodness gracious.
Internet service is always ready to act quickly to get your service up and running again. Hartnett IP's customer service is priority one when it comes to
Grandma's
going to
make me tear up.
As well as keeping customers happy with
internet Tim's laugh service. Reminds me of Grandpa's laugh.
What an honor. She's awesome.
Here we are, knotted up at 14.
How about a recap real quick of that drive, Max? Five plays, 62 yards officially, all on the back of Brent Munninger. And I tell you what, 2 minutes, 45 seconds off the clock. Hey, that's just 2 minutes and 45 seconds that Adair can't do anything with. That's the way I look at it.
We'll see if they go for the onside. Freshman kicker Evan Proper has it teed up. And he's going to boot this one high in the air, near side 40. It's going to be caught and fielded and taken out to about the 47-yard line on the return was Reed. So they're going to try to steal a possession that way, and that's fine.
You know, Coach Turner is thinking, though, I wish I had a guy that could just boot it down to the five at this point, because you get a big touchdown like that, and you can get them deep in their own territory and make them earn it.
7 minutes, 11 seconds to go, second quarter, knotted up at 14. Scoreboard check brought to you by Tri-County Tech. Your dreams, your future, Tri-County Tech. You know, it hasn't been a very good all-time series for the Doggers. Outscored on average 38 points by Adair. That's the average margin. They've won all six meetings in recent history. It'll be Ratcliffe, handoff to Gomez, shoots through and gets out to the 50 before he is tackled by Villanueva in the center of the defense. Second and seven coming up. But I talked with Coach Turner on Wednesday at practice after the interview. You know, he said, last thing he said before I left, he said, I think we can win this game.
I think he's right. Gomez, the leading rusher so far, he has 6 yards on two carries.
They're not going to do much on the ground.
No. You probably saw my jubilation. Tyler O'Neill just hit a three-run homer. Give the Cards a 6-2 lead against the Baby
Bears.
Going
for 14.
Flaherty on the mound.
Here is Gomez on a counter play. Running right, has first down yardage inside the 45. Dropped down at the 42. That's a gain of 8. Just enough for the first down. The hole kind of swallowed him at the second level, but that was the best running back running play.
Absolutely.
For the Warriors. Back-to-back handoffs to Gomez. He only averages about 3 a pop coming into this one. Moving quickly, first down and 10 from the 42, but we got a great ball game going on. Ratcliffe dropping back to pass, whips it out to Jackson on the screen, right side.
Oh,
slips past
tackle.
One to the 40. He's on. He's off. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Wow. Lane Jackson on the accelerator. 42 yards on the reception from Ratcliffe. That is the 100th career touchdown for Nate Ratcliffe, already 3 in the first half.
172 yards passing. I'm sorry, who was the receiver?
Lane Jackson.
Lane, oh my gosh. His second catch.
20-14, they'll go for two. Every time the Doggers have something, Adair's got an answer. Doing it a little bit bigger. And, you know, you can keep the top on the defense, but if you can't get a guy that's quick like that, it's trouble. Jackson in motion, takes it on the jet sweep, puts his foot in the ground, tries to cut up the middle, swallowed up. Doggers stop a two-point conversion for the second consecutive time. 6:22 to go in the second quarter. 20-14, Adair on top of Dewey. We'll step aside. You're listening to Dewey Bulldogger Football on K-Rig.
At Patriot Buick GMC in Bartlesville,
your vehicle is worth more just before than halftime. Before. I'm not necessarily stunned.
No,
we're
just
tough.
It was just a trade-in. Patriot in Bartlesville. Your trade-in has become a trade-win. You win. Get out of your current lease or loan early with no
Claire Moore Sequoia only up 7 on Kansas at halftime. We're going to have to wait till halftime to give ours, to give all the scores because there's a game going on.
In Bartlesville for the trade-win.
Back here in Dewey, 20-14, 8 air coverage on KREG 104.9 FM. Max Gross, Tim Howell, very quick strike from the Warriors there. Man,
53 yards in 53 seconds. That's a yard a second, Max, if I'm a mathematician. Three plays. Just couldn't make the tackle on that far sideline. You'd have to tackle that guy at the line of scrimmage when you have him in your paws.
Cale Winfrey going to try a quick kick here before the Doggers are ready. Alex Whitson takes it from the 40, he is going to go down at the 41. Whitson not used to carrying the football. It looked like he was going to turn the corner, though, before he went down.
He should have.
He's a great athlete. 6:19 to go second quarter where the Doggers take over. You know, I said last drive, the goal for the drive, score a touchdown conventionally. It was pretty dang close. I mean, it was all quarterback scrambles, but when he got the athlete, let's do it.
Hey, you got to dance with the one that brung you.
Let's see Munninger throw a touchdown pass.
Hey, as you wish.
First and 10, they'll give him the 42. No Dallas Mulliken on the field yet again.
Not to jinx our Doggers, but they've only committed one penalty.
Wow. False start.
Yes.
Munninger getting everybody lined up. Two wide receivers stacked either side. Mouser at tight end on the right. Ball on the left hash. Empty set. Munninger powering toward the right side. Makes one tackler miss. The other one drives him into the turf on the right hash for a gain of nothing. Nice play by Tristan Kirkser, the senior.
Well, I think Turner saw, our quarterback's having luck. But what happens there, there's no pocket moving past him to get to the second level.
I think they're using that to set something else up.
I think you're probably right.
I think they want to run something of a quarterback counter with Munninger, and that was kind of the bait play right there.
This is not a point right now, but only one timeout left for the Doggers in this half.
Second and 10 from the 42, hard count. Adair defense stays put. Four wide receivers in the set, nobody in the backfield alongside with Munninger. Play clock down to 3. Gets the snap, good protection, Munninger. Stepping up, and all of a sudden it breaks down, and he is sacked. Kirkser
five sacks
gets
on the night
for a loss of 8 yards.
Five first-half sacks. I did notice whenever Munninger looked to the sideline and they were giving him the signals, Jackson here for the Adair Warriors was looking at the coach, watched him call the play, and then signaled to his brother over here, number 16, and tapped the top of his hand, so it's like they knew something was up.
Interesting. Third down and 17, 5 minutes to go,
but they're not
second
banging,
quarter.
They're not banging on trash cans, at least.
20-14, 8-air leads. Big third down play for Dewey. Three wide receivers toward the right. Carson Johnson in the game at receiver. And a timeout, I think, is called from the 8-air defense.
Oh, that's helpful.
Wanting to talk things over here. Looked like they didn't quite have the personnel they wanted. Or was that a Dewey timeout? Why would they signal?
Let's see what it says on the scoreboard here.
I think that was the Doggers last
time. It was
time
the Doggers,
out.
Okay.
Wade Air was running around confused. The Doggers helped him out. 4:46 to go second quarter, 20-14 Warriors. Scoreboard check brought to you by Tri-County Tech. Develop your craft at Tri-County Tech. Good stuff so far. Doggers hanging around against a team that historically has beaten them up. And I know that is a frustrating thing. I'm sure Adair is a buzzword around the Dewey locker room. The way they've come out, they've been extremely, extremely motivated, and they've done a lot of things right.
I think if you're the Dogger offensive mindset right now, Max, you're looking at a 9, 10, 11-yard gain right here on this play.
Yeah.
It makes it third and manageable.
Fourth
and manageable. And you're in position, you could go for it.
It's third down and 17 from their own 35. First down marker is on the other side of the 50 at the 48. Mulliken back in the game.
2 of 4 on first down or third down so far, Max.
Three wide receivers left. Munninger takes the snap, looking, now rolling out right, has some time, has space, throws it for Mouser on the sideline. His ankles were out of bounds.
Yeah.
Good for Dallas Mulliken, the sprinter in him. That one wouldn't have flied by in track, but he got about a 2-yard head start on that play and burned the defensive back. Munninger didn't quite have the pocket presence to get him, and Munninger getting stretched out on the Dogger sideline over there.
Well, you hate to see it, watch that. You have to punt and hope you can flip the field position. Maybe we'll get a good roll down here.
Yeah, Tate Lewis done a good job. 42-6 Sperry over Nowata. 64-0 Collinsville over Nathan Hale, second quarter.
Collinsville is just so loaded.
Beat Bartlesville by 35 last time out. High snap to Tate Lewis, but he has time. Gets a good leg into it, but in the wrong direction.
Oh.
Scatters the cheerleaders on the Dogger sideline. They'll spot it out at the 46-yard line, 11-yard punt.
Not what we needed.
Haven't seen the best punts here. Official timeout. I'm going to go over and talk with who?
We have a halftime score at Caney Valley versus Woodland.
Officials don't like something over here on the Dewey sideline. What's going on?
I don't know. 22-6 is your score, Woodland.
Is there an issue with the footballs? They're looking at the ball boy? Water boy? This is interesting.
Underinflated.
I wonder if they're looking at the footballs or what. Anyways, got a stoppage of the action here. 4:33 to go, second quarter. 20-14, Adair on top. Sets up to be a really big series for the Dewey defense for obvious reasons. Adair has scored so quick. I think Coach Turner said they don't have any touchdown drives in more than like 2 minutes all season long. I don't know if that's an official stat. Sometimes I think Coach Turner just feeds me information off the cuff, but it seems like they haven't.
I think 37.6% of his stats are made up.
Yeah, something like that. We'll check on some of our area scores here while we sort this out. Sperry leads Nowata 43-6, second quarter. Pawhuska, oh my goodness gracious. They lead Calmer 62-0, 5 minutes to go, second quarter. We thought that would
be a
ball game.
Didn't see that one coming at all.
No.
Well, Max, here's the thing. The Doggers have been really good at getting turnovers. Maybe this would be our moment right here.
How about Wesley and Christian, 28-8 on top of Welch? That's a top 10 Class C team in Welch.
Wow.
First and 10 from the 46 in Dewey territory as we come back from the officials' timeout. Two in the backfield, Lane Jackson and Isaiah Gomez on either side of Ratcliffe. Feathers and Reese Jackson are the receivers. Roger Reed, the tight end on the left side.
We'd like to tell you we knew what that timeout was about, but we don't know.
They'll motion Jackson into the flat. They'll look his way. It's the shoulder fake again. Pocket breaking down. Ratcliffe planting. Rolling out toward the left side. Stepping back. Getting chased by Johnson. Sack. Flip the ball away.
Here comes
and
the
flag.
That's
going to be an intentional grounding. Go. Might as well just credit Carson Johnson with a sack on that play as he chased Ratcliffe down and got him at the 42-yard line. Going to be a loss of 10 plus the intentional grounding. Great pursuit by the Doggers. That was the same play that they hit Jackson for the touchdown on.
I think they were trying to go back to it, Max. Just couldn't get the pocket to stay intact. Now, give the credit to the front three guys putting enough pressure on that the linebacker could get there. And
so they'll mark off
the spot foul.
Yeah, 5 yards from the spot.
So it turns out to be
about a 15-yard loss.
Wow.
So second down and a mile from the Dogger 37. It's about second down and 27. That's what I have it spotted as.
Well, this is the play right here. We need to hold them to zero.
Yep.
Or get another loss here.
Have a substitution. Reed is going to come off. They're going to sub in Cale Winfrey. We've seen Cale before. He was backup quarterback last year. Here is a handoff. Gomez running right, trying to turn the corner. Has some space to the 40. Tackled by Mauser down at the 45. Give him seven, but still a long way to go for Adair ahead of this third down play. It'll be third and 17.
Well, they're going to take three plays to get that 27 yards back, so they're not concerned, really.
No, I think that was a marked move by Rob Gilstrap, veteran head coach. Three wide receivers in the set, two in the backfield on either side of Ratcliffe. They'll go quickly. Ratcliffe in the pocket, throws it short for Gomez. The ball caught him, and he's tackled down at the 49-yard line. Nice job by Dixon Adams to limit that to only 4 yards. Doggers covered the initial read.
Nice play.
Fourth down and 15. This is one of the biggest plays of the game here, Tim. 3 minutes, 40 seconds to go, second quarter. Doggers down six. They have Adair with a fourth and long, and it's going to be a punt play. They're going to punt.
Adair has one third down conversion in three tries. That's how big is that for the
Doggers? Seems like the Doggers haven't forced two punts in Adair in the last 5 years, unofficially. Here's Ratcliffe. Hopefully it's a punt. It is a punt. Gets it off wobbly, far side out of bounds. Where are they going to spot this? Referee running too far down the sideline. Too far. No, now he's coming back.
He's coming back, yeah.
Coming back.
And
he's going to stop at the 26. So a 25-yard punt from Ratcliffe. Left-handed quarterback, right-footed punter.
It's a small, that's a small victory.
3:18 to go, second quarter. Doggers take over, down 20-14, but playing with a lot of fight and a lot of spirit here on homecoming, giving this great Dewey home crowd a show.
I tell you what, it's been very impressive.
Yeah, a team that's just dismantled them the last 6 years. I know it. Seeing his team get knocked out in the playoffs in 2019 like that really rubbed Coach Turner the wrong way in fashion it was. We really thought Dewey had a chance in that one, and Adair kind of just came out and took it to him. But now the Doggers have a chance here. If they can hold on to the ball for 3+ minutes to take the lead, they get out to the field late. 5 seconds left on the play clock when everybody's set. Munninger does get the snap off. He's running toward the right, tucking the football down. Flag flies near side. Munninger is going to go down easy. After about a 3-yard gain at the 30, probably going to be a hold as Munninger tried to take that outside.
Yeah, I think it's on the corner here, maybe 61. That was the number I got.
Garrison, I believe he plays right tackle. Been a revelation on the defensive side, just a sophomore. Well, when you roll the quarterback out of the pocket
way,
like that.
Oh, no. There it is, holding.
Defensive holding.
Wow.
On a run play.
On Mauser.
Yeah, the
linebacker's grabbing him every time.
Maybe he had it backed up. A reverse 16 was over there. That's huge.
That really is.
They sent guys on passing routes on that play. I think they're basically kind of just scramble RPOing him every time, giving Munninger the option to either take the football and run or look down the field and pass.
10 yards from the spot of the foul, so
yeah,
six.
That's only a 5-yard penalty at every other level of football. First and 10 from the 40. Clock ticking down to 3 minutes. In the second quarter, Doggers down by just 6 here at home. Munninger takes the snap. Quarterback keeper this time blocked better. Spins off of one tackler. Juts out to about the 43. Give him 3 yards on the keeper. Munninger a workhorse.
Working with no timeouts. He's got 17 first half carries, Max.
Wow. I don't think timeouts are going to factor in at this moment. Dewey's offense running through Trenton Munninger. Coach Turner was very excited to give him the ball in this game.
Literally running through him. He's done it all on the ground.
They give him an extra yard on that spot.
All right, we'll take it.
4 yards. Play clock down to 10. Empty set for Munninger. Whistle, timeout. Adair's defense with 2:18 to go.
This may be by design, too, to take a little air out of it so if they don't score, they don't give the ball back.
But, man, how does it feel on that Dewey sideline right now, Tim? You can see the energy. The coaches are coaching hard. Players are playing hard. Bench guys are standing there as hard as they can.
Well, how many times have we gone to a running clock in the second half against Adair?
Yeah.
You know, there's
no
hope.
A lot of times.
There's no hope on the sideline. There is hope on the sideline, anticipation, and guys wanting to get in the game and contribute. You love to see that.
This feels a lot like the Miami game. I know we didn't have it on the radio, but I watched it on film. It was kind of a back-and-forth affair. Doggers had the ball with about 2 minutes to go in the game, driving down to try to win. Unfortunately, they couldn't convert close to the red zone on fourth down, but still, they have that experience logged in the bank. They know what it feels like to come up short in that situation. I'm not saying this is identical.
Right.
It's the end of the first half, but, man, it feels huge. If you could tie it or take the lead into the locker room against Adair on homecoming.
Munninger has 96 yards passing. In the first half as well.
What's the completions?
He is, let's see.
Doggers have taken good care of the football, too. They had the one fumble that was recovered.
8 of 11.
8 of 11. That's efficiency right there.
That's terrific.
He's thrown some really nice timing routes, too.
Yeah, some really touch
balls
to Mauser.
Not dinky completions. Yeah, those out-and-up plays to Mauser have been really nice. Second down and 6 from their own 44, right hash. Two receivers stacked either side.
Second down and 6.
Empty set. Munninger. Running out toward the right. Plants, fires for Mullican. Ball is caught inside the 30. Dallas stumbles, and he is whipped down at the 14-yard line. That is a 42-yard gain from Munninger to Mullican. And the Doggers are inside the red zone.
Well, you said they were setting something else up. That was something else.
That's that RPO game right there. Munninger rolling out to the right requires so much commitment from the defense. Mullican, a state track runner, gets by him.
If he could have laid it out ahead of him, he had a touchdown.
You know what? We're going to take what we can get.
9 first downs in the first half for this Dogger offense that just couldn't do anything last week. What a revelation out here on the field.
Every First down for Dewey being brought to you by Regent Bank. First down and 10 from the 14. Play clock is down to 3. Munninger gets the snap off in time. Facing pressure, steps up, has some space in front of him. Munninger to the 10. He's to the 5. Gets a block, angling, and he is clocked late out of bounds. That's a personal foul. Hit very hard and very late out of bounds after about a 9-yard gain.
Laid him clear over to the track.
He had about 9 yards gained at the hash mark and then pretty much ran perpendicular. Hopefully Munninger's all right over there. It was a bit slow to get up.
Be half the distance.
There he is.
Going to mark that from about.
Should be first and goal with a minute 34 to go. Doggers trying to tie and eventually take the lead. What a football game we've seen here on a week 4 Friday night. This is fun stuff. The Doggers coming back to life here.
Seven first half penalties. And they're going to mark it off from the 8, so it should be first and goal at about the 4.
Another first down for the Doggers. Every first down for Dewey, $10 gets donated to Dewey Public Schools, courtesy of Regent Bank. Kind of a funky formation here, first and goal from about the 3. They'll bunch about 4 guys off of the right tackle, and they have Dallas Mulliken one-on-one toward the left. Are they running it right? Maybe.
Tate Lewis out here.
And they're going to throw it to the back corner for Mulliken, leaping. That ball knocked away. Great defensive play there at the last second by Nate Ratcliffe. Quarterback moonlights as a safety. Did a really nice job covering that. But a nice throw toward the back corner. I don't mind that on first down and goal. Something you haven't shown before.
Yeah, he puts a little more line on that instead of arcing it. He may have him.
And this is where we've kind of talked about for Dewey, bunched up close to the goal line. And thankfully, they've been down in the Tri-County Tech red zone a handful of times today. To have a problem of, running into some bunch sets. They're not a very powerful football team. More of a speed-type squad. We'll see what they do here. Second and goal from the 3. Another 8-air timeout. I don't think Gilstrap likes this formation that Dewey's showing.
Well, I think we'll come out something else after the timeout, maybe. Maybe that's what he was trying to get him to do.
What an exciting football game we've had.
Oh, it's been great.
Minute 29 to go, second quarter, as 8-air wants to talk things over. Warriors lead Dewey by 6. Our scoreboard check brought to you by the Ascension St. John Jane Phillips Medical Center. Stay tuned at halftime. We'll have our Arnold Morin Niekamp Funeral Home Stat Pack with Tim Howell. We break down this game. We'll also check out some of the area scores from some of the ball games we've been talking about. But I got a feeling, Tim, this district might look a little bit different this year than – what we've expected.
This, I know it's only about 50% of the precincts reporting, but the early ballots are in for player of the game, and I have to go with
Munninger. Yeah, my goodness.
18 carries for 82 yards. He's 9 of 13 passing for 138.
And he's playing corner, too.
He's got a running touchdown and a receiving touchdown.
Here we go.
And
second down and goal.
The trifecta.
They'll go with that bunch look. 4 guys off a right tackle near the formation. Munninger running that way, looking to pass maybe, pulls the ball, puts his foot on the ground, lunges forward, reaches for the goal line. He's short.
To the 1.
Get him to the 1. 2 yards there from Munninger. A clock control down that's important with the clock at 1:16 and ticking here in the second quarter. Dewey with 3rd and goal. They'll try to tie the game. Somebody getting stretched out down there. Might be Munninger again.
Yeah, he was working it pretty good on the sideline a while ago, Max.
Seems, I'm not a doctor. But it seems more like a cramping situation than anything else. Munninger has been out the last couple of weeks. Ran into some issues in the Miami game. He learned his lesson. And here he is starting quarterback. I think he's come out much better for it.
Well, you know what? I think he's showing his desire to be on the field.
Yep. And everything I heard from Coach Turner is he knew he made a mistake. And he moved on. He said, you know what? Here we go.
That's a good way to look at it. Can't beat somebody up for something they've done in the past.
Yeah. The Dogger team, they appear motivated. They're ready to rally behind him. I know a lot of guys have a really good relationship with Tate Lewis. And I think how well Tate has taken this decision to change up the quarterback spot has helped this team tremendously.
Yeah, Tate wants his team to win. And whatever he can do to help the team win.
As good of a kid as anybody out there. I really like Tate Lewis quite a lot. And I think his leadership ability is important, but I think Coach Turner knows he has a skill set that's valuable to this team as well. I mean, he's thrown a touchdown pass in this game after getting benched.
I don't know that I put Lewis in at quarterback here and put Johnson behind him and let Johnson try
to. Yeah, you'd love to see that. Maybe Gabe Villanueva as well. Coach Turner seems pretty pressed to stay in the empty backfield looks. I don't know 100% why that is. Maybe that's a question for this week's Coaches Corner that airs at 8:10 a.m. every Thursday morning on K1. See what kind of is the thought process behind that. Hard to argue with the results today, but you have two decent backs in Villanueva and Johnson. Doggers have one rushing touchdown this season coming into the game. Dallas Mulliken had it on a jet sweep play.
Munninger's got it.
He's still getting stretched out.
Yeah.
Munninger has the receiving touchdown.
Yeah.
The trick play, the double pass, if you will. It was a lateral screen pass to Tate Lewis. Munninger wheeled around the left side and caught a 28-yard touchdown pass that was a touchdown, then it wasn't a touchdown, then it was a touchdown. Munninger is going to come off here, so they'll put in Tate Lewis. He's kind of hobbling after getting stretched out for quite some time. I don't think this is going to keep him out for very long.
No, he's still pointing that toe. It's still locking up on him, probably in the calf.
They'll stretch him good here.
Oh, looky here, Max.
Yep. They got Villanueva in the pistol behind Tate Lewis. Third and goal from the one. Ball in the right hash. They'll probably motion Villanueva to Tate Lewis's right hip. They do that right here. Shotgun. Lewis takes it on the quarterback power himself. Tate across the goal line. Put it on the board. Touchdown, Doggers. Touchdown, Tate returns. Just his second career rushing touchdown. And we're knotted up at 20 with 58 seconds left in the second quarter. Who says Tate Lewis isn't the scrambler? Wow. So they'll go for two here to try to take the lead. Tate Lewis with a passing touchdown and a rushing touchdown
That's
today.
That's great.
You love it. Absolutely love it. Doggers are going to go for two here to try to take the lead. Swinging gate look. Extra guy on the field. Dixon Adams sprints off. 7 seconds on the play clock. Doggers don't have a timeout. They're going to have to eat 5 yards here.
Dadgummit. Hate to see that happen.
Dewey, one of two on their two-point conversions today. They're 4 of 6 on the year. I mentioned it in the Miami game. They converted a two-point conversion from the 15-yard line.
You know, we're going to get into it in the drive summary after this two-point conversion, but do you realize where that drive started, Max?
What, the 36?
To the 27-yard line.
Wow.
Five
plays.
That
was a great drive.
It really was.
Great drive. Dewey is scrapping out here tonight. They'll go for two from the 7. They're down to 10 on the play clock again. Here we are. Swinging gate wide. Heavy to the left. Receivers on the right. Jacob Mauser, the center, is not on the ball. 2 seconds left. Are they going to get the snap? They do. It is Tate Lewis facing pressure. Throws it to the back corner looking for Mulliken. Oh,
he almost
caught
it
with one hand but lost it. 20 apiece is where we stand. A lot of time left. 58 seconds here in the second quarter. But Dewey knotted it up after the 1 yard touchdown run from Tate Lewis. We'll step aside. You're listening to Dewey Football on K-Rig 104.9 FM.
If you've got any kid on that sideline that can kick it 30 yards off a tee, you need to put him in.
I know.
Monthly pickup.
Managing all of my medications.
Put it down here about the 25-yard line
so
on an angle.
So my local Health Mart pharmacist coordinated all my prescriptions into one
pickup. Just
crazy
on this side and
they
running to the ball.
They remind me when they're ready. Now I pick them up right after book club.
Visit us at Popkiss Pharmacy today to simplify your refills and your life. Located downtown Dewey at 524 East on Tyler Avenue. Your local Health Mart pharmacy. Caring for you and about you.
How about this Dewey football team? We're knotted up at 20. Doggers and Adair with 58 seconds left in the first half. Tate Lewis, the 1 yard rushing touchdown in relief of Trenton Munninger, who's up and jogging on the sideline for the Doggers. Evan Proper has the ball teed up, and he is going to boot this one high toward the dead zone in the field. It's going to be taken by Winfrey, kneels it down at the 33. About as good as what you could have hoped for. And we got a flag coming in late. I think somebody hit Caleb Whitson after the play. I put my head down to mark on my sheet.
It was Roger Reed, the offending party, number 8.
Everybody sprinted out. Personal foul. And this is going to push the ball back to about the 18-yard line. That's big.
Oh, it's huge.
Adair not used to playing this type of football game against this team in red with the D on their helmet.
Second consecutive personal foul call against Adair tonight. That is 8 penalties for 64
yards. The Doggers have done a good job of keeping their cool for a team that's really struggled with that through the non-district portion of the season. Playing a competitive football game helps, but they were a little bit unhinged against Miami in a 6-point game, and it might have cost them.
How about this drive summary, Max? 2 minutes, 20 seconds, 5 plays, 73 yards. Of course,
it was gorgeous. Did we mention Tate Lewis has skills that are valuable to this football team?
I think you said that right before the touchdown.
Ball at the 18-yard line for Adair. 57 seconds left. Warriors have one timeout. We're knotted at 20 here. It's a two-minute drill if we've ever seen one. Dogger crowd getting loud. Ratcliffe with three wide receivers to the right. The lefty rolls out toward the right, facing pressure. Blitz is picked up, whips it, caught by Jackson, but he's going to be pushed out of bounds for a short gain at about the 26-yard line. About 8 yards there to Reese Jackson. Leading receiver, one of them, for Adair coming into this game. 50 seconds left, clock stopped. Ball at the 25-yard line, second down.
Ratcliffe only has one incompletion tonight. He's 8 of 9.
See if the Doggers secondary can make a big play. Dewey's forced 7 turnovers in this season so far. Ratcliffe rolling out right, has Reese Jackson on a hitch, caught at the 30, stiff arms the defender, dragging out of bounds up to about the 37-yard line. Modest spot there, give him 11 on the play. First down for Adair, 44 seconds to go, second quarter. Tie ball game here toward the end of the first half.
First down from the 39-yard line, 44 seconds remaining.
Two wide receivers either side. Dewey's defense has got to be tough here. Ratcliffe, quick hitter. Screen to Jackson, near side. Reese out across the 45. Pushed out of bounds at midfield, just shy of it. Doesn't quite get the first down. They'll give him about 8 yards out to the 48-yard line.
Mauser made the tackle with the blocker still on him.
Three consecutive completions for Adair.
Tyler Holt was still blocking. He just made the play around him.
38 seconds left. Ball at the 48-yard line in Adair territory. Warriors methodically down the field. You know they have a deep strike in them. Ratcliffe takes the snap. Rolling out left. Quick release. Got Jackson caught in Dogger territory. And he's going to be thrown out by Lackey at the 44-yard line. That's 8 yards there. Reese Jackson been a frequent flyer. 32 seconds left. Adair doing exactly what they want to do here. Don't have Trent Munninger in the game at corner right now.
Just keeping everything in front of the Dogger defense is what they're trying to do here.
And you know they have that ability to strike over the top. Looks like they're bracketing Carson Johnson over on Reese Jackson's side with Lackey over there.
Mulliken back in the game, it looks like.
First down from the 44. Heavy pressure. Garrison forcing him out of the pocket. Ratcliffe is scrambling. Whips it. Caught Lane Jackson. 31-yard line out of bounds after a 13-yard gain. 24 seconds remaining. Ratcliffe, when the play broke down, he had excellent presence and delivered a nice ball.
That was excellent poise in the pocket.
First and 10 from the 31. 24 seconds left. Doggers trying to get lined up. They have three wide receivers on the right. Dezader in this set. Ratcliffe dropping back. Clean pocket. Pressure coming from behind him. Whips it out far side off the hands of the intended receiver, Reed, the man who committed the personal foul that made this drive a little bit more difficult for the Warriors. 19 seconds left before halftime.
Reed open. He just tried to run with it before he caught it and hit him right in the face mask. Now he's going to come off and get a
sub. That was a big throw from Ratcliffe. He put it on the money. You can see why Division II schools are recruiting this kid. Just the second pass to hit the turf all evening.
Caden Boucher, the freshman, checks into the game at running back, replacing Roger Reed.
Three wide receivers right, one left. Second and 10. Ratcliffe rolling out across his body. Delivers, throws to Jackson, caught, and he's out of bounds at the 18-yard line. Give him 14. Ratcliffe threw across his body, delivered it before the receiver made his cut and put it on his hands in the red zone now at the 18-yard line. 13 seconds left. Comfortably only have about two plays here. Adair passing offense has been rather potent.
Well, I think they take two chances in the end zone maybe.
Ratcliffe with three touchdowns in this one.
How about a pick right here?
That would be huge. First and 10 from the 18. Ratcliffe rolling out toward the left this time. Looking, delivers for Jackson. Caught inbounds at the 9-yard line. Clock down to 7 seconds. Down to 5 seconds. Gilstrap takes his timeout from the Adair sideline. I wonder if they're going to say put a little bit of time on the clock.
I don't know, but I wasn't too sure that he caught that, to be honest with you, Max.
Looked like he cradled it after about 8-yard gain. Lane Jackson on that catch. Ratcliffe is dealing right now. Probably going to be one play here to the end zone with no more timeouts for Adair. You could try a quick hitter, but I don't know what the point is. I'd probably just say give it your best shot to get to the end zone here. Not that I'm, pulling for Adair in any way. Warriors do get the ball to start the second half. That makes this an even bigger situation for this Dogger defense, who I'd say, given the circumstances, has played very well tonight.
I can't tell you the last time that both teams had used all their timeouts in the first half.
Yeah, you don't see it. I mean, you don't need a timeout to stop a running clock.
Ninth play of the drive.
And they've done it very quickly, less than a minute. 5.7 is what the clock says. Second and two from the 10, ball at the left hash. A big-time play for the Dewey defense. We'll see if they can hold Adair before the break and keep this a tie ball game. Four wide receivers, two split on either side. Ratcliffe in an empty set. They have a tight end hiding on the right side of the line. Ratcliffe takes the snap, facing pressure, stepping up in the pocket, rolling to the 10, to the 5. He is going to get knocked out of bounds, reaching for the pylon. He scores. No time on the clock. He scores. Nice job by the Dewey defense. They got him. Just the reach from Ratcliffe was enough to hit that pylon. It looked like they had cut him off. Ratcliffe, a 10-yard rushing touchdown to put Adair up in this one at 26-20. They'll go for two. Man.
You hate that, don't you?
They'll go with a conventional look here. Trips to the right. Boucher is the running back. Rather, Colton Feathers is the running back, the freshman. That's a big freshman. Doggers will pressure Ratcliffe on the speed option, and he is going to barrel his way into the end zone. 28-20 is where we stand at the end of the first half. Man, what a game it has been so far. We will recap what we've seen in this one, and we'll give you some scores from around the area as well. Adair leads at 28-20 at the break. You're listening to Dewey Bulldogger Football on KRIG 104.9 FM.
Wow.
Keep it up, keep
Hi,
it up.
Hi, this is Stephanie at Medical Lodges Dewey. Right now, time is tough and our lives are changing in so many unexpected ways.
You want me to go ahead and go into the
social distancing, home quarantines, and loss of jobs taking a huge toll on so many.
Yeah,
all of us here at Medical Lodges Dewey want to express our sincerest thank you to everyone that is called to check in on our residents and staff. We hope to have visitors soon. However, we will always be following the guidelines put forth by CMS. Remember from us at Medical Lodges Dewey asking all of you to please stay safe.
When it comes to your home's exterior and interior painting projects,
people
have used
Elpinel
Painting Company. The following are some testimonials.
Last year, I decided to have my house repainted inside. I got on the internet and found LPL Painting. He started right away, and he worked early in the morning, and sometimes he worked till 9 o'clock at night trying to get the job done, and he did an excellent job.
LPL Painting and Company, 918-214-1999. Give us a call today for your free estimate, 918-214-1999.
Harvest Bank understands how important small businesses are to our communities. This is Chris Rebard. I like to eat, drink, and shop locally. At Harvest, we are ready to help, and we have accounts to fit your needs and your businesses, including Harvest Business Check Card, online banking, mobile banking, and a 24-hour account information line. And as an SBA preferred lender, Harvest is ready to help your small business grow. Visit harvest.com to learn more about how Harvest can help you. Member FDIC.
At Patriot Chevrolet in Bartlesville, your vehicle is worth more than ever before. In the past, it was just a trade-in. But now, at Patriot Chevrolet in Bartlesville, your trade-in has become a trade-win. You win. Get out of your current lease or loan early with no penalties. You win. Get our Patriot Pledge, a lifetime limited powertrain warranty. Get to Patriot Chevrolet in Bartlesville for the trade win.
Howdy, the Lucky Duck here with the mental wellness tip of the day. Remember, no matter what the circumstance, always be yourself. Unless you can be a duck, then always be a duck. This little bit of deep philosophical nonsense was brought to you by Luana Duncan and the folks at Oklahoma Farm Bureau Bartlesville. Stop in and see them right next to the radio station on Frank Phillips Boulevard. They know a lot about insurance, too. Tell them the duck sent you. They'll know who you're talking about.
Ascension St. John Cardiology.
30 seconds till we're back.
Thank you.
Complex procedures to routine screenings, our cardiologists care for hearts all over the region.
Got one rushing touchdown for Dewey, right?
Cutting edge technology.
I have two.
I have two also.
Munninger and Tate.
Heart care that's right for you. Closer to home.
And one
Ascension
passing.
St. John
okay.
Your
yeah.
choice for regular heart care and your most urgent cardiac emergencies.
Not used
Find
to him
the cardiologist who's right for you.
I know.
At ascension.org/stjohnheart.
halfway through what's been a rather fun one so far. Adair did strike at the end of the second quarter, and where we stand currently, 28-20. The Warriors on top of Dewey. Homecoming game here in Bulldoggerland. Coverage on KRIG 104.9 FM. You can find it streaming online, BartlesvilleRadio.com, and directly to your mobile device on the free-to-download Bartlesville Radio mobile app. We'll get to our Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home stat pack coming up here in just a moment. Tim, busy at work. Busier than we've had to be for most of this year between the games we've seen with Dewey and Nowata, and that is a good sign. How did we get to this 28-20 score? We'll run it down for you. First drive of the game, Dewey drove it down to the red zone. They were stumped on a fourth down play, gave the ball back to Adair. Nate Radcliffe connected with Reese Jackson on a 25-yard strike into the end zone. Two-point conversion from Adair was good. 8-0, 6:27 to go first quarter. That was the only scoring play we had in the first quarter. Second quarter, 9:59 to go. Dewey had the ball. Trenton Munninger threw a backward screen pass to former starting quarterback Tate Lewis, who was able to connect back with Munninger, the original quarterback, on a wheel route. Munninger was able to take it 31 yards into the end zone. Munninger scrambled on the two-point conversion to make it 8-8. Then a very quick strike again. It was Nate Radcliffe. I have this marked down as a passing touchdown, but I believe it was a 3-yard rushing touchdown for Nate Radcliffe to make it 14-8 after the two-point conversion failed. A great answer from Dewey. Trenton Munninger had 60-plus rushing yards on this drive. He capped it off with a 12-yard scamper into the end zone. Dogger's two-pointer was no good. That made it 14-apiece. 6:22 to go second quarter. Lane Jackson scored on a 42-yard touchdown pass from Nate Radcliffe. Two-point conversion was no good, 20-14. Doggers led a great drive with 58 seconds left in the second quarter. Trenton Munninger was cramping up. He brought the ball down to the one. That's when Tate Lewis took over. Touchdown Tate, a one-yard quarterback keeper into the end zone. Two-point conversion was no good. That knotted up the game at 20. And then a clinic at the end of the second quarter from Adair as they were able to march 80-plus yards down the field into the end zone. The final straw was a 10-yard rush from Nate Radcliffe into the end zone as time expired. The two-point conversion was good, and that's where we stand right now. Tim Howell, 28-20, Doggers trailing Adair.
I'm out of ink, and my calculator blew a battery for all that. I'd say, how many yards total did Dewey have last week?
They had, I believe, 91.
This is phenomenal.
Actually, 120.
All right, they had 21 carries. Most of those were the Munninger carries. 19 of those were his. 21 carries, 88 yards and two touchdowns. 10 of 13 passing, 169 yards and a touchdown. 257 total yards in the first half, Max.
Wow. Great to see.
I think that's three games combined, maybe.
I mean, they average about 170 total yards of offense.
10 first downs, 2 of 5 on third, 0 of 1 on fourth. One penalty for the Doggers in the first half, and that was a false start. Adair, on the other hand, rushed 10 times for 35 yards, two touchdowns. Two of Radcliffe's four rushes were for scores. 14 of 16 passing. These quarterbacks have been phenomenal with the ball. 246 yards, two touchdowns, 281 total first half yards. Six first downs, one of three on third down, no fourth down attempts, but eight big penalties, including two big personal fouls for 64 yards. Neither team committing a turnover, and where we are is 20-28 at halftime. Who would have thunk?
I know it. You know, and obviously we want to see the Doggers out in front, but against a team that's whipped their tails for five straight years, this is all right. 28-20 at halftime. This is Dewey football, Tim. We're seeing the creativity come back into the offense that hadn't been there for the first couple of weeks. Trenton Munninger gives another dynamic to this offense. He has carried the team. Hopefully he can keep those legs from cramping up. They're giving him the ball so much. But it's awesome to see Tate Lewis come in spot duty. It seems like it's been this way. In the Miami game, they both scored touchdowns. Early on, non-district play last year when the team was really humming, they both had touchdowns against Miami. They both had touchdowns against Riverton as well. The give and take from those two guys at quarterback, once one is going, it seems to fuel the other one as well.
I wish our folks at home could see the very animated Max Gross as he described
I'm just
that.
Happy to see points on the board because listen to the coaches talk about how it should be. And you don't see it off all the time. We haven't seen it yet this year, but we are seeing it right now.
Well, not to sound like geniuses or anything, but at the first of the game, you said, Tim, what's the key? And I said, Dewey offensively has to get out of their own way.
And for the most part, they have.
They had a fumble, but didn't lose it. They only
couple sacks.
One bad snap. They gave up five sacks, but one penalty.
Yeah. Well, and how many of those sacks were canceled out by big rushing plays, big passing plays immediately after? I'd say at least three.
Exactly.
So Dewey doing so many things right at current moment. Trailing by eight here, but man, exciting football going on. The defense has made plays. They forced two punts in this one against one of the best offenses they're going to see.
This first series with Adair receiving the ball is a key series in the balance of this game.
Dewey's kept it at arm's length the entire time. It's been one touchdown, one touchdown, one touchdown type football. Doggers have not trailed by more than eight in this one, and you feel like it's going to have to be that way. If the Doggers go down by two, I'm not saying they can't come back if they go down by two touchdowns, but it makes the road a lot harder. We've talked about this team and their ability to force turnovers. That was one of my big features in my BartlesvilleRadio.com story this week. Coach Turner said it's huge when they can force turnovers. Seven so far through 3.5 games. Yeah, a couple of those were scrap turnovers last week against Vanita, but three different kids, Tim, in this Dewey defense have interceptions. Both Whitson's and Jacob Mauser had that nice pick against the first teamers for Vanita last week as well.
You know, John Madden always said the only thing a prevent defense does is prevent you from winning. And I think that last drive, I think the mindset was, well, let them stay in front of us. Give them anything in front. Well, when you're giving those easy out routes where the guy can catch the ball, make a couple of yards and step out and stop the clock, and they're taking that in 12, 11-yard chunks at a time, sounds like a good strategy, but certainly they've completed four passes. Now they're almost in the red zone, and you have to mix it up. Let them in front of you. Maybe come with a blitz on the second play. But it was well thought out. It almost worked. And I tell you what, when you've got a senior like Ratcliffe who can use his legs and his arm and his brain, he gets it into the end zone. And let's not take anything away from this Adair Warrior team. They've done a good job. They're a very good ball club. And Dewey is just going blow by blow. But I don't think they can just stand in the middle of the ring and swap punches. They've got to get a turnover.
No, they need something to happen. To go their way. Maybe a kick return, touchdown. They need to steal something somehow. I mean, Nate Ratcliffe's done a great job. Four touchdowns in the first half in this one. Career against Dewey. Those numbers are nuts. 18 touchdowns against the Doggers.
We talked about Munninger putting the team on his back. I think Ratcliffe has to.
He's got a couple guys that can run in straight lines, catch the football, which is all you need when you got a slinger like that.
101. Career touchdowns for that kid.
Yeah,
he's
that's
amazing.
A lot. That is a lot. 28-20 is where we stand at halftime. We'll let you know what's going on elsewhere. We'll check in on Bartlesville and Bixby, Nowata and Sperry, Oklahoma Union and Afton. A couple other of our games featuring area teams coming up next. It's a halftime show live from Dewey, and you're listening to Bulldogger Football on KRIG 104.9 FM.
Hi, this is Hank Hamilton.
Another three here, Chris.
I've got three scores.
My family and I have been Dewey residents for over 15 years.
Perry,
and I am
43-6
to be a Dewey Bulldogger fan.
Bixby,
and I'm also proud to be associated with Regent Bank.
And
we invite you
in
to visit with us
like
anytime you have a banking need, such as
Woodland
commercial loans, home loans, and a variety of deposit products. Give us a try. Come see us at 422 South Dewey in Bartlesville. And go Doggers. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Maybe this is the year that you resolve to
also,
purchase a
FYI,
headstone
we are all paid out.
That has been
Sweet.
Without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own
gonna
funeral
be home late
service
tonight,
so your
Chris.
Family
we got a real
won't
football
have to
game.
Make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the
I
need
know,
is,
it's weird. I almost forgot what they were like.
Service has been
us
there,
too.
Helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Skyway Honda,
Bartlesville's newest car dealer. But with the same friendly management and staff, Skyway Honda aims to be the number one automotive solution for Honda drivers throughout Bartlesville, Dewey, Nowata, Coffeyville, Owosso, and Claremore. And Skyway Honda will do that by offering you a vast array of vehicles, no-stress auto financing, exceptional service and repairs.
Skyway Honda,
conveniently located on the south side of Bartlesville, under the giant American flag, on Highway 75. Skyway Honda, where you get the best deal without the ordeal. Bartnet IP, an internet service provider, puts themselves in your shoes when it comes to relying on the internet. Their platform is to provide their customers with secure, reliable, high